Psalm 104 and verse 16. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Listen carefully. The trees of the Lord are full of sap. I think I'll do that again, and maybe it'll rub off on some of y'all. The trees of the Lord are full of sap. I want to speak today on this subject. Trees that are full of sap. I started the title of this being a sappy Christian. But my wife said I fit that too well. So I won't use that title. The trees that are full of sap. Now there's three questions I'm going to answer that text brings out in by way of introduction. First of all, who are the trees? We got to get that down. Secondly, what is the sap? And thirdly, when is the sap most effective? Got it? So, who are the trees? I think I know. The Bible said in Psalm 1 and verse 3, we are planted as trees by the water.
Amen.
And then over in the Gospels, when Jesus healed this certain blind man. Oh, I'm about to spring up in me a little bit here. When he healed that certain blind man, the blind man looked and saw men as trees. And even Israel is talked about as being the fig tree. So may I don't think I'm out of any context to say that you that are born again and saved are the trees. Now what is the sap? It said, did it not? The trees of the Lord are full of sap. My. See, the sap is the Holy Ghost. God in you. The Holy Spirit. Now let me say this. I'm a Baptist that believes in all three persons of the Trinity.
Amen.
I've never touched Jesus. And He's never touched me. I've never touched God the Father. And He's never touched me. But I've touched the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And the Holy Ghost has touched me.
Amen.
And there's a lot of churches today, and this is not one of them, that try to manipulate the Spirit. I want to tell you, you do not manipulate the Holy Ghost of God. When I got born again, it was the Holy Ghost of God through God's calling of me and God's election of me sent the Holy Ghost to me not to save me against my will. No, to make me willing to be saved. I want to tell you, I wasn't willing to be saved. Didn't want to be saved. Didn't even like y'all anyway. I didn't like Christians. There's too many hypocrites there. That's when I was on the outside looking in. Now I'm on the inside looking out. And y'all look better. Amen. See, since January 31st, 1973, I have become acquainted with what this Bible talks about, the sap in the tree. Because that sap in the tree is in me. Because that sap in the tree is the Holy Ghost of God. But now that's not all it is. Number three. And this brings me into my message. When When is the sap effective? When is it effective? I'll give you three things. I'm happy right now. I'm trying to contain myself because I stay behind this mic, but I'm getting ready to get bubbly in a minute. Number one, if you know anything about trees and study them out a little bit, you'll know what I'm about ready to tell you is accurate, and there's a great typical picture here. First of all, the sap in the tree is used, first of all, it heals the scars of the tree. How many of y'all all know we're scarred people? Man, we scarred. If you're here lost, you're scarred. You sinfully scarred. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We're scarred people. There's a healing agent in that sap for the tree. Aren't you glad? If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. There's a healing agent in Jesus. There's a healing agent in the Holy Spirit of God. Now let me tell you what that healing agent is used for. Three things here. First of all, pests. Pests. Little bugs. Hello? See, here's what happened. The sap heals the wounds left behind by the pests or the larva. The pests don't seem big, but I have studied, and some pests or little bugs have wiped out complete forests. I want you to know something. You look up at me right now. How many folks are out of church right now and not even serving God because of pests? I'll tell you what the pests are. They're rumors. And they're a critical spirit. They're gossipers. Boy, we got a bunch of that going around. Hey, by the way, I say this to you. If you can't say something good, don't say nothing at all.
Amen.
Say amen right there. All it is a bunch of pests. There's people not in church today because some little old something. It wasn't doctrine. It wasn't doctrine. It was something more than doctrine. It was a pest. Gossip. Rumor. Critical. God have mercy. Somebody tell me I'm preaching right down the line here this morning. Here's what happens. Boy, I'm about to get happy. When them little bugs, them little pests starts and they start causing wounds in that tree, guess what happens? The sap rushes to the wound. And heals the wound. Boy, I'm getting happy right there. Number two, not only is that sap good for... And if you don't know anything about the Holy Ghost, if you're in this church, this probably message ain't helping you at all, and you ain't paying a bit of attention to it. But I will tell you this right now. That just means you ain't got no sap, and you ain't saved, and the Holy Ghost ain't in you. Because if he was in you, he'd be speaking to you right now. Good preacher. Also speaks of pollution. What happens to trees? They get diseased. This pollution goes far further than the pests. It typifies sin. See, we don't major on those little gossip sins and those little busybodies and those critical people, but they just as wicked as somebody that's in adultery. Come on, man. That gossip and unforgiveness and bitterness is as wicked. It might be a pest, but it's just as wicked. And will kill a tree just as much as big open sin will. Sin will pollute you. Am I preaching? But guess what happens when them trees start getting sick. Boy, I like this. The sap shows up just where the pruning is. Hey, I want you to know something. You want to know how I know that I know that I know I'm saved? The sap comes and chastises me. And I don't have to be ushered out in a hospital. Hey, listen to me. There's a lot of people graveyard dead today. They're graveyard dead today because they didn't listen to the chastening of the Holy Spirit speaking in their conscience. And God had to take them on out because they ain't worth anything. I just wonder when He's going to have to haul some of y'all out. You ain't worth anything. You're not doing anything for Christ. Somebody help me. Somebody said, well, you preach hard. I'm preaching straight. Let me, I don't know how people can get away with living like a devil every day. We all make mistakes. We all sin. But ain't nobody in here ought to want to. But here's what happens is, as sap rushes where that pollution is, if I start thinking ugly about somebody, just thinking ugly, don't tell me y'all don't think ugly. We all do. I'm like Charlie Brown. I love humanity. It's just people I hate. Did I say that? But I think ugly. Guess what the sap does? Holy Ghost goes right there and says, you oughtn't have been thinking like that.
Yeah.
And you know what I do? Immediately I repent. I don't let it start working in my mind to where it just completely pollutes me and makes me bitter for years. I know people that's been bitter and angry for years and they done forgot about what they were bitter about, but they sure are still bitter. They're either not saved or they done got their conscience seared with a hard on them. Which could be the case. Number three, go with me.
Amen.
Stay with me. I'm going to help you here. Also, the sap comes from pruning. How many of y'all know who the master of the garden is?
Amen.
Amen. And I want you to know, sometimes we got to get pruned. Downsized. When we think we're just getting a little big for our britches, the Holy Ghost and God with His 40-inch chainsaw, I can't even lift one of them things, comes and prunes off the tree. Guess what comes out when He prunes it off? He ain't pruned it off to hurt the tree. He's pruned it off to help the tree. Somebody help me right there.
Yeah.
But I tell you what happens is the sap shows up. Boy, I'm about ready to get happy. Now, and by the way, if it starts showing up on me, come here and touch my tree. Guess what you got on you? How many of you ever touched a tree that has sap on it? You cannot use any detergent to get sap out. There ain't no way. It's over. And that's I'm about to get that. Somebody help me shout right here. I want to tell you something. You coming into a church right here that I was asked the question, is all your people evil? I said, why? Because they're always on the altar. Hold up. No. Those are the ones that are close to God. And by the way, I believe the altar's for sinners, but its actual purpose is for saints.
That's right.
People that come to the altar are just sensitive, and it don't take much preaching to get them on the altar. If you ain't been on the altar a long time, it's probably because you're just desensitized. You just don't have any sensitivity about you. And ain't nothing upsets you. Ain't no conviction ever touches you. And God help, man, how many of y'all don't want to be like that? I want glory. I want that sap to come out on me.
Amen.
Let me give you this one more point. Now, I'll go to the second point. Whew. Steady me out here. I want you to do me a favor. How many of y'all ever put a nail in a tree? How many of you ever put a fence post against a tree? Check this out. That nail's something that hurts. Painful experience. But guess what happens? That sap rushes where that nail was. And I know this to be a fact. You go cut that log where that nail was, and the place, I can't hardly stand myself when I get like this. And the place where that nail was is harder than anywhere in the tree. Some of you might be feeling, preacher, I've got pain. I've been through. I've been hurt. I've had my life some mess. You feel like hell because the nails are in you. I just want to tell you, you're just a person that the sap can come in. And the experience after it's over will make you stronger than you've ever been before. God didn't say we wouldn't go through rough water. God just says when we do, He'll fill that place with sap and we'll be stronger for it.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Am I preaching? Now, number two. The sap holds the strength of the trees. Boy, I like this right here. See, how many of you ever seen a tree just turn clear over? Big old tree turn clear over. Ever seen it? By the way, it's not in the size. It's in the sap. Now, let me give you what I read. A biologist and botanist did a clinical trial. They created a perfect environment, a dome, and planted trees in there. Y'all with me? Planted trees in there. You know what they discovered after several years? Those trees, those tops started dying. Perfect environment. They died. Couldn't figure it out. Well, here's the situation. A tree won't be strong unless the wind blows on it. And bends it. Let me tell you what I'm about to get happy. I'll tell you what. Some of you right now, you're going through stuff and you're getting bent. But let me tell you what happens when you start getting bent. There's little fractures that comes into that tree. And it'll go all the way up to the top. And you know what happens? That sap will rise right up to the top of that tree.
Amen.
I can't help it. I'm getting happy. Rises right up to that tree. And ain't no wind, there ain't no storm, there ain't no hailstorm, there ain't nothing can tear that tree down because that tree's been tested by the wind. Hey, sometimes God allows winds and storms come in our life not to break us, but just to fracture us just a little bit so the Holy Ghost sap can make us strong. Hey, listen, you don't know when your children is going to get ill. You don't know when cancer's going to come. You don't know when a big problem's going to come in your life, but God allows those storms to come so you can get some fractures so the sap will go up and make you stronger. I want to tell you, I want to be stronger, and I can't be stronger by my effort. If you think you are, you'll flop and you'll fail. But if you're filled with the Holy Ghost of God and you're yielded to the Holy Ghost of God, you'll be strong. It might not be easy to get through your trial, but you'll get through your trial. It might not be the simplest thing to do, but I want you to know you'll get through it because you're strong because of the sap.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost. Well, boy, we have a good time yet.
Amen.
Mercy. No, I got to give y'all this too. I want y'all to know something. The sap doesn't flow from the leaves down. Flows from the root up. That means we better be planted where we ought to be planted. Better be saved by the grace of God. And listen, man. No wonder the Bible said be rooted and grounded in love. How deep are you? Well, my buddy's in heaven, Aubrey Grant. He used to say, hey, James, you know what he used to say? He said, a lot of our Christians are shallow as goldfish. Is that you? But I want to tell you, the person that's rooted down deep, that sap comes from that root and comes up through that tree. And I'll give you the third point. I don't want you to leave here without it. We all right? It helps the substance. The sap is what produces the fruit in the tree. Because the fruit is already in the tree. It just has to have the sap to bring it out. Now, I'm going to give y'all something. Look up at me. Here's an important thing I'm going to say. And I'm going to say it quietly, then I might shout a minute. See, there's some things that are not cultural, but they're biblical. Like in these Appalachians, used to be they shouted all over the place. And we still do a little of that here. And when I'm really worked up, I do a little of that. And the Holy Ghost gets hold of me. He said, I'm kind of dignified. Well, I am too, but I like to shout. But here's what's happened. We've let our worship become cultural. Worship's not cultural. It's biblical. You're worshiping spirit and in truth. And shouting was good 30 years ago. And praising God was good 30 years ago. It's good today. It's healthy for you to be happy in the Lord. It's healthy for you to be joyful in the Lord. And we don't have to sell that off to some other denomination that's simply wildfire. We ought to have it in our church. It's the true fire.
Amen.
It's cultural junk. I get so tired of it. Hello? Somebody said, well, I drink because it's cultural. You drink because you're sinful. Amen. I got more Bible for shouting and praising the Lord than you had against it. Let me show you something. The Bible said it's okay to raise holy hands.
Amen.
I ain't some kind of strange guy. I'm a Christian.
Amen.
It's okay to shout and praise Him and say amen and hallelujah.
Amen.
That's down south for hallelujah. Now, I want you to know something. If there's any fruit in me, God is, I've had people ask me 1,000 times, why do you feel the church is so successful down there? I mean, you went from 89, you run well over 1,000. It's not because of me. I'm just a tree that could die from pest, pollution. It's the sap of the Holy Ghost that does not point you to a preacher, but point you to a Savior. And these two, I'll tell you how you know your denomination is right. If your denomination, the Holy Ghost points you to the Holy Ghost, then you're wrong. Holy Ghost is never going to point you to Him. He always points you to Jesus. He always points. And you can tell Christians that's full of sap. That people that love Jesus. We love Jesus. You want to know what a fanatic is? You want to know? It's somebody that loves Jesus more than you do. Glory.
ask you this question. I'm going to make a statement. That sap comes in once when you're born again. If you're not experiencing the sap in your life and Him correcting things in your life and Him bringing joy to your life and Him, you loving the church and loving the preacher and loving the enthusiasm, the soul being saved and all that, if you don't have that, that's a sign that you don't have the sap or the sap don't have you. I want you to know something. I have the Holy Ghost in me. Makes me behave. Makes me live right. And if you don't, you can't live a Christian life without Him being in you. And if you're here and you've done sinned against it, resisted it, quenched it, for some, you haven't been to the altar for years under this preacher. Maybe once in a while, if you find somebody you don't know, you'll come to the altar. I want you to know something. If you're not filled with the sap, how can you be sticky and affect your children, affect your family, affect those at work? How can you? I wonder by asking. I wonder how many Christians in this room would say, at this right now, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I know I didn't say you have the Holy Ghost. You have it if you have Him if you're saved. But I wonder how many of you in this room, you've been deceived by religion or you've just never been saved. And you say, preacher, I'm not experiencing what you preach. I just say not. Something wrong with me? Yes, you're either not saved or you're so far away from God that you've seared your conscience with a hot iron and ain't nothing to help you till you get right with God and right with your neighbor. Am I preaching? Bow your head with me. I'm finished. How many of you know that you've been saved because the Holy Spirit's in you and the Holy Spirit is changing you and the Holy Spirit convicts you of things that are wrong in your life? Raise your hand. Thank you.